The Tom Lee Institute was established here in El Paso to honor the legacy of Tom Lee. And the Frontera Repertory Theater Company was established to engage audiences and push boundaries through theater. And now they've come together in a one-act play created by our very own Camilla Carr, who lives here in El Paso now. We are very fortunate. And she is our guest here today, along with veteran of Broadway feature films and television actor Ray Baker, who has, you could say, a critical role in Tom Lee, Grace Note in a Hard World. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, this is immensely exciting because I have seen what you can do, Camilla.
Well, thank you. It was a wonderful opportunity when Adair approached us and asked, would we create a play about Tom Lee? And I immediately knew that I wanted Ray Baker to play Tom.
Well, I know what you can do because I've seen it, and I know what you can do because a lot of us have seen it. Let me just reel off a few quick references. You've been in an amazing number of feature films, Girl Interrupted, Total Recall, Rain Man, Silkwood, Places in the Heart. You've been sprinkled all over my favorite TV shows, from Bones to Criminal Minds to The West Wing. And you were mentioning a few moments ago, Camilla, that he's been alongside
such actors, Academy Award-winning actors as Dustin Hoffman, Susan Sarandon, Natalie Portman.
You keep nice company. I want to come to your dinner parties.
Yeah.
I think we get the picture here of the caliber of individual.
And Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah, let's not forget
yes,
that.
Let's
yes,
don't
that
forget
goes a long
Girl
way.
Right.
Tell me, first of all, about the focus of Tom Lee, Grace Note in a Hard World, your one-act play.
Well, Tom Lee had such a gigantic life that we couldn't do it or we would be literally running forever.
Yes.
So we decided to focus on the early part of his life and his mentors, both here in El Paso and at the Chicago Art Institute,
mm-hmm.
where he fortuitously had an opportunity in meeting someone that he only met one time here in El Paso, who was visiting. And this woman was an artist. She was an illustrator for Cosmopolitan magazine. And she looked at his work and said, you need to study with John Norton at the Chicago
Institute. Those divine little fairy godmothers that come and just go, bing,
and
pixie dust flies.
And his dad said, when his dad found out that John Norton had been a rough rider with Teddy Roosevelt, he said, yes, I want my son to work with a guy like that.
All right. Ray, your role depicting Tom Lee, what was your first impression? Had you ever heard of Tom Lee before?
Yes, I had, but I was not real familiar with mm-hmm. his work. And Camilla sent me a book, which was his own reminiscences, which was edited by Adair Margo.
Yes.
And it's a fascinating story, his life. And in the back of the book, there are a bunch of plates of his artwork. And I was just struck with the variety and how prolific
yes.
he was and the different styles that he could carry out. And nothing seemed to hold him back. He
no,
would try anything.
No. Amazing. I know there's one paragraph on the Franklin Mountains that I wouldn't mind just cutting out and carrying with me for the rest of my life. He's so articulate, and his capacity for beauty is amazing. Before I continue, I need to mention that, of course, next Saturday, October 5th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, October 6th at 2:30 p.m. at the beautiful Philanthropy Theater right above the Plaza Theater, the performances will take place of Tom Lee, Grace Note in a Hard World. And is this a one-person play?
No. There are other actors who play various characters, including John Norton.
Excellent.
Sculptor Enrique Alferez, who was a friend of Tom's in Chicago, but also from El Paso originally.
He was sent by the Kiwanis Club up to Chicago. He couldn't speak English. He had no money, but the Kiwanis Club sent him up there, and they were great friends and shared a room in a barn. And Tom Lee taught Enrique's. He taught him English.
Oh, my goodness. What was the most challenging part of writing this, and how long did it take you to put it together?
I started reading and researching Tom Lee good 6 months before I started to write, because I have to let it sink in, and I also have a lot of research to do because there are many authorities in El Paso, Texas, and you don't want to get it wrong.
I can certainly appreciate it, especially with this
sacred during Tom Lee
topic.
Week. Yes. So, then it took me a while to let the structure come to me. So I would say it was almost about 8 months of work to and I'm still working on it. I mean, you just never quit. I was working on rewrites just as before I came over here.
She handed them to me just a few minutes ago.
They're still warm. Oh, my. Well, I hope you're a quick study.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell me, when did you really start to work on this role? Don't tell me that was just it.
No. I started back in L.A. before I came here.
Okay.
But there was a stop in Pennsylvania first. I just did another play in Pennsylvania, another new play, and it was pretty lengthy. So I had to concentrate on that one while I was doing that and then forget about it all on the plane from Pennsylvania to here.
What do you feel will be your greatest challenge in portraying this particular man?
Oh, boy. Trying to make him as appealing and as comfortable with himself as he really was in life. He apparently had a magnetic personality. People loved him, and he loved other people, too. So trying to project that, it is a challenge.
Has anyone told you he was extremely, almost self-effacing, very, very humble?
Yeah. Well, it comes through in his own oral account of his life.
So I mean, Camilla gave you that already.
Yeah.
But I don't think that this will be such a stretch for Ray Baker.
You mean the Ray Baker?
Yes.
Yeah.
He has all of those qualities as a person.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
Well, this production, it'll be performed here only twice, which I suspect will be a packed house both evenings. Where will it go from here? What are the other opportunities?
Well, we don't really know. Adair has spoken to us possibly about touring.
Yes.
There are many cities across the state of Texas and in New Mexico which have museums offering the works of Tom Lee and in the Hall of State in Dallas. So we'll see. We must let that unfold.
Would you be up for following the show around? How does that work for an actor?
You just take it as it comes. And if I'm...
And Camilla's nodding her head as though you will be available for it.
Well, if it's for Camilla, I'll make myself available.
Now, this is just a recurring theme. It is the key individuals in a place that have those connections, the understanding that something is worthwhile because it's coming to you from that person.
Well, I don't want to miss another one of Ray's and his wife, Colleen. I have the most wonderful Thanksgiving gatherings.
So I have to stay in good stead. Is that to get him work or be crossed off the list?
Exactly.
It's true. You've been at quite a few of them, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have. And I just have to say that his wife, Colleen Dodson Baker, is an extremely fantastic actress and playwright.
Yes, you married into talent right there.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, what other programs or films are you currently involved in where people who are listening to the program might say, oh, gosh, where did I see him last?
Well, there are reruns of all the TV series that I did.
They're on
all the time. There's sort of an unending supply of those. But I recently made my first foray into the Internet. Worked on an Internet film. Or it's actually a web series.
Okay.
Done by a woman I know in L.A., named AZ. And AZ worked as a docent at, what was George Washington? Mount Vernon. Washington's home. And she played a slave.
Okay.
And tourists could ask her questions as a slave. And they asked some of the funniest questions you've ever heard. So she started recording them and she made a series out of it.
Now, where could we find this particular
series? It's on YouTube.
Okay.
And it's called Ask a Slave.
Ask a Slave.
Yes.
And okay, folks, that's where you will see Ray Baker. It's just always such a kick to have you in studio.
Thank you very much for coming in today.
My guests are our very own playwright and actress and screenwriter and novelist, Camilla Carr, and veteran of Broadway, feature films, and television actor Ray Baker, who will be portraying our very own Tom Lee in the one-act play by Camilla Carr at the Philanthropy Theater. That's above the Plaza Theater. The piece is titled Tom Lee, Grace Note in a Hard World, presented by Frontera Repertory Theater Company. And that's next Saturday, October 5th at 8 p.m., Sunday, October 6th at 2:30 p.m. The tickets are available at the Plaza box office or through Ticketmaster, and you can visit fronterarep.org. Thank you again for coming in today.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thanks.